Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wednesday, the 14th day of September 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. And then, of course, I'll be back tonight, back this evening. I'll be back this evening, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, with InfoWars Nightly News. And I like doing two live shows or two tape shows sometimes a day because we can cover the news happening while we're live on the radio and then, of course, that develops after the show into the evening. And last night we covered just the amazing solar flares, amongst other things. That are being thrown off by the sun, and the fact that statistically things like that could be much more dangerous than even foreign armies, because there are more than 1,000 nuclear reactors on the face of the globe, and the Pentagon, the Department of Energy, the federal government admits that a large coronal mass ejection hitting the Earth directly on would cause the shutdown and meltdown of all of those reactors. This is the U.S. government admitting this, and we covered it last night. It's now been archived. It's archived shortly after the show streams at prisonplanet.tv. All right, I am attempting to be calm today, but I don't feel like I'm really articulating properly the magnitude of the situation we face. Europe is being systematically bankrupted, systematically folded in to the private banking dictatorship. Countries tend to respond, individuals tend to respond to an open army rolling in different uniforms with different flags and to fight back. But as long as it's done through a corporate-type process with men in suits, and you're told by the media that the fraudsters own, and by the politicians that they've bought and paid for, that it's legitimate, most people just say, oh, well, that's a bunch of red tape and a bunch of bureaucracy, I don't care. But if we can get this simple fact across to people, we have a chance to rebuild our civilization. I've got economic numbers here that even if you take the Fed's cooked, spun disinformation that tries to put lipstick on a pig and sell you that the economy isn't as bad as it really is, even with their cooked numbers, their phony bunk numbers, pay rates in this country are now at 1996 levels. Housing has slid below 1996 levels. We'll go over some of those numbers today. And, of course, it's far worse than that. Americans, a lot of them are hardworking. There's also a lot of lazy people. But for hardworking Americans, the statistics are clear. Working on average 70 hours a week, 2 to 3 jobs, all to keep that illusion of middle class going. It doesn't matter how hard you work on average. It doesn't matter what you do. The standard of living is going down. The oxygen is being sucked out of the room. We're going to get into the economy. We're going to get into the police state, the latest military developments. Also, more youth killed in Mexico every year from violence than car wrecks. That's a big deal. That's all coming up today. And, of course, we've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs on talking about the attacks on supplements.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 14th day of September, 2011. I want you to listen to me very, very carefully for just a moment, okay? Before I get into all the other news. There is a new dawn of media. A new age of media is here. Just like the age of the horse and buggy started going out by 1910 and was completely gone by the 1930s in the industrialized world. The age of mainline dinosaur corporate whore media is over. And the new landscape is being forged. Now, because of this, you have got government and big corporate media coming in with the FCC and others trying to move to start restricting alternative media, grassroots media, TV, radio, you name it, on the web. I don't think that's going to be successful. The people have had a taste of a million channels. They're hungry for it. So more and more, the playing field is being leveled. It's still completely tilted to a great extent, but more and more, the balance is shifting to a real fight of ideas. That's why the system's going right to authoritarianism, right to arresting people who demonstrate for no reason, right to trying to intimidate patriots and anti-globalists. They don't care if you've got some leftist view or mainline right-wing view, that's fine. If you see outside the box and see the larger controlling system outside of it, you are the enemy. And I wasn't going to start the show with this, but this morning I read an article by Keith Olbermann put out by Al Gore's outfit. That's where Olbermann works now, over at the TV network on cable that Al Gore runs. And I've looked up the numbers for it. I mean, you're talking about maybe 100,000 viewers on their top show. I mean, this radio show absolutely dwarfs it. Something like Rush Limbaugh, probably 100 times bigger than Al Gore's TV network. Because people see Rush Limbaugh as the alternative over the last 20 years. But that's another level of control. Now, today, there was an article put out by Keith Olbermann and Al Gore's outfit. In fact, it's in there on Tim's desk, if you'll bring it to me. I left it in there on Tim's desk in the back. If you'll bring me that article, somebody, thank you. It's on his desk. Tim Frugier in the back. And it was Keith Olbermann saying, Glenn Beck is a failure. We guess his bandwidth costs are $1 million a month. And Glenn Beck's only making $27 million off of his Glenn Beck TV, according to his 280,000 subscribers. Now, I did some checking. I went and put in Glenn Beck TV versus PrisonPlanet.tv, and on average, on an average day, PrisonPlanet.tv has more bandwidth, more traffic, more visitors than Glenn Beck TV. There's some big spikes when he goes to Israel or has a big national program, so overall, it's bigger, about 20%. It's got graphs right there. I know what our bandwidth really cost, $40,000 a month or so. Still a big nut to crack. I know we have a fraction of the subscribers that Glenn Beck does, but I can go look and see, wow, right off the Alexa.com, that we are using almost as much traffic and bandwidth as Glenn Beck is. So he's got a lot more members than we do, but they're not really going over there, mainly because they're an older audience. That's why. That's his problem, is he's got a really old demographic. But they will kind of pay a tithe to alternative media as they see it and support him. And Glenn Beck's not perfect, but he is alternative media compared to Al Gore and George Soros and the TV network that they run. And so the reason I raised all of this is because here we are, the true, bona fide, real grassroots media network system trying to get up on our legs. And we need the support. We need you to spread the word. We need you to become PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. We need you to buy subscriptions for friends and family. We need you to download and save the news show and give it to friends and family, especially the younger computer savvy people. The war is on. And Infowars.com has an extremely diverse audience. We have a giant audience. The majority is below 35. But we have extremely old people listening. We have black, white, women, men. It's a very diverse. We've got all the Google Analytics numbers. We've got ratings from radio stations. This is a truly transcendent radio/TV transmission because we're outside the box. And if you go to Alexa, Infowars.com dwarfs Glenn Beck's website. So you can just go look at it. Dwarfs GlennBeck.com, dwarfs MSNBC.com, dwarfs Rush Limbaugh, dwarfs it all. There's only one thing in alternative media that you could say dwarfs Infowars.com, and that's Drudge. And it's like we're foothills compared to the Himalayas. But InfoWars is one operation. Then we have Prison Planet. We have the YouTube channels. We have our material that's copied everywhere. We are truly a leading force in alternative media becoming the new mainstream. And that is such an incredible responsibility. So here's the kernel of information out of everything I've just said that's most important. Listen to me carefully. Al Gore is racing to try to copy what we've done in the last decade. Glenn Beck is racing to copy the model that we didn't invent, we just trailblazed. Because it was the only way we could get to people. Because we were blocked out from the big, traditional, arrogant CNN, Fox, New York Times type people. And now that old arrogant system is realizing that they're becoming inconsequential. Like, I was breaking some of the numbers down. Drudge drives more traffic on news than Facebook and Twitter combined. It's about five times what the New York Times does. And if we are now about a third as big as the Drudge Report just on our two websites combined, you can combine those numbers and look at it. We're bigger than the New York Times now when it comes to driving news. I mean, it's an emperor's new clothes. I mean, the New York Times makes $500 million a year. This operation can't make $5 million to fund itself. Glenn Beck, with all of his operations, can make $70, $80 million a year. And we conservatively have half of the audience he does. Web-wise, totally dominate. But you add in his radio and all the rest of it. We are half as big on reaching people as Glenn Beck. And we make a fraction of the money he does. And again, we need that money. I need to hire the extra IT people I need. I need to get the extra servers. I need to get this platform to the next level to so I can then hire a bunch of reporters and anchors and go 24 hours a day. That's the plan. And then get on these cable systems and everywhere and absolutely kick the hind end of the dying corporate media on their turf while we take over the web, which we've already done. Here's an example. Al Gore, I was looking at his numbers, cannot even get 100,000 viewers on his TV network, even when he gets big sporting events. No one will watch it. So what is he doing? He has a free 24-hour video feed running called 24 Hours of Climate Reality, where he says it is a hoax that the sea levels aren't rising and that polar bears can't swim and that we're all dying if we don't pay him money. And I just now watched some of it before I went live, and we're going to play a trailer of his propaganda here in a moment. And it is all of our truth and information spun back at us. See, when we hit them with the fact that they're a bunch of hoaxers, it's killing them. Al Gore has admitted that he's being laughed at everywhere. And you're a moron. You think you're going to come on the internet and after all your years of arrogance and everybody's just going to listen to you, you big fat liar. You didn't invent the internet, you con artist. You got up there and said NAFTA and GATT was a, quote, good deal, Larry, on Larry King Live, and laughed at Ross Perot and said it would double our jobs in 10 years. How about 82% of our industrial system gone and our economy and pay systems at 1996 levels, the federal government admits, with inflation on top of it? We've gone backwards. The giant sucking sound that is globalism. You didn't invent the internet. You knew NAFTA and GATT would kill us. You're in there on your little promo video I saw we're going to play when we come back going, oh, my gosh, big coal, big oil. You know, you're putting out that carbon dioxide's natural and good. You're liars. You're a hoax. Now, let me tell you something, man, bear, pig. You're the biggest owner of Occidental Petroleum drilling off the coast of California. Your daddy, Senator Gore, ran scams with the Russians and others and Arm & Hammer. You're a monopoly man. You want to put down oil companies when you're an oil baron that drills in the rainforest of Brazil on record? And your investments go up when you shut our oil systems down here? Hey, punk, I'm here to tell the world and show them the documents that BP, Shell, all of them are funding your climate scam thing. Ken Lay came up with it with you, you monster, in 1995, and it's on record. What's so horrible is this guy's got palaces everywhere. Helicopters, jets, the Rothschilds do, and they lecture us about taking a hot bath. are having light bulbs. These are stinking authoritarians that want a piece of all human activity, and you're a hoax, you degenerate piece of garbage, you trash, you ugly maggot.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
The news is how the news is changing. That's the issue here, that there are tectonic changes taking place in the media landscape, and now anybody can set up a TV network, anybody can set up a radio show, and anybody can basically pick it up and have it delivered to them. You've got a lot of people that still watch mainline television. But more and more, if you look at the statistics, young people get almost no news or information or even entertainment from TV. They are going to the internet and that full spectrum of ideas. Now, in that world of a level playing field, we dominate and destroy the competition because we don't play games. We tell it like it is. And what's happening is Al Gore is trying to take old mainline dumbed down people and their money and their energy and use it to finance an invasion of cyberspace with his hoaxes and lies and disinformation. I mean, next he's going to say he's Santa Claus or Jesus. Now, he already says he invented the internet and you got to pay him money or carbon dioxide is going to kill you. And my issue here is you talk about liars. You talk about running a hoax. I've got an article here put out by Keith Oberman. How profitable is Glenn Beck's new web TV venture? Glenn Beck is taking his franchise of conservative commentary to the web, streaming the first episode of his two-hour show exclusively to paying online subscribers. The former Fox News star already has 230,000 subscribers who pay between $5 and $10 per month for access to his TV system. According to the Wall Street Journal, Glenn Beck television analyst Rich Greenwald estimates, registration required, that Beck could generate $27 million in subscription revenue within the year. And then it goes on with Oberman saying that he thinks that that's how much it costs to do what he's doing and that his bandwidth is $1 million a month. No way. Because if you go to Alexa.com and put in Glenn Beck TV versus PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll notice that Glenn Beck TV, on average, is below us for viewers and traffic. And when he has big special events, it spikes way above us when he's got full-page ads on Drudge and hundreds of other places. So all of that is going on. And what does Al Gore do? Al Gore toddles out and attempts to declare himself the arbiter of all truth and reality. And of course, Glenn Beck's doing that, too. You know, the truth lives here. Tomorrow's network today. Well, we're tomorrow's network 10 years ago. And the truth really does live here. You notice all of our terms, all of our ideas, 1776, the spirit of 1776. You notice you hear it all imitated. All what I've organically put forward is snatched by these people. And that's the greatest form of admiration and compliment is to be imitated. But I don't like Al Gore taking our ideas, our systems, exposing their hoaxes and turning it back around against us. We're going to go to break and come back and play that clip and go over it. But here's the issue. We already on a fair playing field in cyberspace have dominated. But when it comes to traditional media, we're not even on the radar screen. And that's why it's so important if you are a viewer or if you are a listener and you get 95% of what we do for free to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It is a revolutionary vote for true, hardcore, alternative media. And so that at the ground floor of the establishment figuring out that the internet is the new wide open TV channel, right as they pump all their money and invade it with the fake left, the fake right, and everything in between, it is more important than ever to get firmly behind InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is a vote for liberty. It is a vote for freedom. It is a vote for alternative views. It is a vote to see us grow and energize. You've seen where we've come from. And I have stepped up to the plate. I have not wanted the responsibility. I knew I could have done this 10 years ago. I talked about it. And only in the last few have I decided to try to generate the capital, put in the hours, and do it. I don't like managing people. I don't like having to be an editor and look over everybody's shoulder to make sure it's accurate to my view. But I'm doing it. I'm up here 10 o'clock many nights to really try to get in the face of the globalist. And when you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you help put us on the field. The helmet, the football pads, the whole nine yards. You sponsor us onto the field. I guarantee you, 2 years from now, we're going to be number one undisputed champion.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Baby, you just ain't into nothing yet. Feel something that you never gonna forget. Baby, you just ain't.
It is absolutely essential that somebody who really talks about all the issues, that talks about the eugenics, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, the radioactive isotopes and fluoride added to the water by the government, the police training for gun confiscation. This is the type of information I've been covering for 16 years. The global government imploding the world financial system. Starting wars in the Middle East. We predicted it all. We laid it out. And it's important that we don't just sit here and stay the same size we've been. Because we're reaching so many people. Because we've been growing so fast in the face of this tyranny. I have hit our afterburners. But I need you to keep refilling our fuel tank. And more importantly, I need you to spread the word about this information. We've got the word of mouth. That's where we've come from, nothing. But it's time in the face of this tyranny to up our game 110%. It is so easy to go to prisonplanet.tv and sign up for a month or sign up for a year and get 3 months free. It's $5.95. There's no junior and then senior program. There's just $5.95. We're working on a iPhone app that subscribers will have, so it'll have a bunch of extra features on your iPhone. You can already see it on Droids and most other systems via prisonplanet.tv. We have the free iPhone app to hear the audio stream of the show. That's at Infowars.com on the right-hand side, a link to the to get that. We are doing everything we can We're doing everything we can to get the word out. I'm doing everything I can to organize the system, to try to run this operation and go to the next level. But we need your help. I don't want to just grow at the level we're growing. I don't want to just sustain and then have to penny pinch and worry about this server or that server, or can I hire reporters, or can I get this or that done. I can only do it if you support us. And I know there are millions of you out there who are not PrisonPlanet.tv members. It is a tiny fraction of those out there that listen that are actual PrisonPlanet.tv members. And you have really helped us grow to the next level in the face of the globalist and increase the quality of our information, the look of it, everything. And my crew is great. We're trying to hire more people. We're moving forward, but we need you to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We're working on getting it on the tabletop systems. That's going well. Like I said, we've got some networks and cable systems that want to pick it up, but we're not ready for that yet. We're just beta testing right now the nightly news I'm doing and trying to get enough members to finance that to then go to the next level of codifying it, putting in a satellite uplink, the upload systems that most systems are going to get it from. There's a lot of investment. And, yes, we're going to have a money bomb just like we did last year in the middle of October. We're going to shoot videos and show you all the changes that have happened here and what we've done and where we're going. The problem is it all rides on me. And I've got to call the shots. I've got to oversee the articles. I've got to do everything. I've hired some really great people. But still, I've got to act as chief cook, bottle washer, editor, because, you know, everybody makes mistakes and has got to have somebody else look at it, you know, who's as informed as they are or even more so. But you can see what's happening. And I'm not complaining. This is a great honor. It is wonderful. But it's also exhausting to take on this marathon. And so please be with us on this. Be part of this with us. You are not a spectator or a bystander in subscription media. You are financing and building. Just like the Huffington Post went from nowhere to gigantic, as big as the Drudge Report, they did that off of donations and support and subscriptions from liberals. And, of course, they betrayed them and are pro-war and pro-torture and handed it over to AOL, and it's now falling apart. We will never do that while I'm alive. This operation will stay under Alex Jones. This is my public will. I've told my reporters and crew I want it to continue on if I get imprisoned or killed with this exact information. We're not selling it to anybody. You couldn't anyways, because it's about truth and information, and no globalist would even want it. And if they did, we wouldn't sell it. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to rival Glenn Beck, who was the New World Order's answer to us 10 years ago, 8 years ago. Execs wanted to meet with me, you know, off record, put on the journalist cap. People said, well, tell us who they are. If you ever give up a source in business and confidence or media, you never get a source again. But, you know, it's like this is off the record meeting one time. Well, I'm not going to even get into it. And it's like, look, you'll have a TV show out of this with your radio show. You'll have book deals, and you're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And I said, I know you tell all the girls that. And they're like, no, we're serious. Now, do you want to? And I was told this repeatedly, actually in 3 meetings by different people over the years. It must be a script they follow. Do you want to be on a crusade that's going to fail, or do you want to be a star? Actually, 4 times they said similar things, because there was even a local radio exec one time that said something similar, the more I think about it, that I had meetings with. And so I've been there. I've been offered it all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not professional. I've had big New York outfits call and say, we want to do big books with you, and we want to have ghostwriters and all this. I don't even have time for it. I don't even want the money from that. You know what? I could probably make tens of millions of dollars if I came out with best-selling books, and I probably should do it. Then I could put that money back into my operation. But I go and I say a best-selling book sells 500,000, and I make a couple million dollars, but I only reach 500,000 people. I can go do a video that takes me 2 hours and reach 500,000 right now. See, getting into radio philosophy and new media philosophy, that's the difference. Internet generally does not make money compared to an old media system, because people expect it all for free. And it's because I've been here, it's all free, because my goal is to get the word out, I can reach. I mean, it's got to be like 10 million people a week on YouTube alone, conservatively. 10 million people just on my channels, and then there's thousands of other channels with people getting 10,000, 20,000, 500 views, whatever the case is. I haven't added it up. It's probably 20 million. I've got single films I've made on one channel that have 10 million views. 35, 40 million for the Obama deception, if you add them all up. 35, 40 million people reached on a film that cost $100,000. Again, I'm talking about the future of this show and what we're doing here. We need to be strong. We need to have wealth. We need to be secure and be able to fight off fake lawsuits, fight off anything. We need to be a foundation against the New World Order. They've got their trillions. We need millions. You know, raising $400,000 at Moneyball last year sounds like a big deal. What is that, 6, 7, 8 employees? What is that, the equipment for the studio? You know how much this stuff cost? The rent, all of it. Again, I'm not complaining here. We've been incredibly successful. It's not enough. I want to go head-to-head with these people. Head-to-head. And it's your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that are going to fund this mission and this operation. I want everyone listening, even if you're not a computer person, to have your son, your daughter, your neighbor sign you up for PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want you to start downloading the shows and showing them to your friends and family. You can blow them up and watch them on a big screen TV. All the big new TVs coming out now are internet enabled. I never used to watch TV anymore unless I watched a movie. Now I can go home and watch YouTube on my television. That's what I've been doing for a couple of years now. So we're having a giant effect. And but again, thousands of other ventures are now pouring into the internet because they finally figured out that's where the new audience is. And so we need to be placed and upfront and dominant from the beginning. And we've already done that without even trying. I'm going to get into some news here, but this is so important because it deals with the media, our culture, where this world's going. 4 years ago, I had 5, 6 people working for me, and I was in a little bitty office, and I did not want to grow, but I knew that I had the responsibility. I did not want to hire more people. I did not want to try to have to go out. 5 years ago, I didn't even have a sales department. I had giant websites and would just turn advertising down and just promote my own videos and books. I didn't even want to deal with people trying to give me money. You understand that? I did not want the responsibility. I wanted to talk about this stuff and hopefully see other people rise up and be leaders. Well, you know what? It didn't happen. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to make money and hire people and go to the next level. And it's taken me 3.5 years since we moved into this office to build it, capitalize it, get the space next door when it became available, build the whole thing, do the whole thing, hire the people while doing everything else I was doing at the same time. And now we're at that jump point. We're at that critical point of trying to upgrade PrisonPlanet.tv, build new, better systems, add the nightly news, the special reports, interviewing reporters, interviewing people that can be hosts, moving forward. But then I go in and meet with the money people here in my office and look at the money I've got, and it's not there. It's there to do the nightly news at a scaled-down level. It is not there to expand it and to continue to make the documentaries and to do everything we need to do. Because when you build things, sometimes certain areas don't work as well. Or you pay for something and it doesn't work out. We need money to do pure research and prosecute this war against the globalist. So again, this is kind of, I guess, just a spontaneous little mini money bomb today, where I'm asking you to become PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you've already got a membership, go buy 5 more, create simple username and passcodes, and email them to your friends and family and say, hey, it's easy. Go to InfoWarsNews.com, log in and watch this. Tell me what you think. And again, we reach people. It all leaks out onto the web. We post a lot of it on the YouTube channel.
members get it first and get the better archive and the book and all the videos and the rants and all the material in one spot. But a lot of it we do post to the YouTube because we're just here to reach people. Just like when we are able to, we're going to start putting it on TV systems. But the spotty way we've been offered television is, do you want to be on this European cable system? It's free to air. You just got to put it on the satellite. You got to rent the time, but then we'll put it on our cable systems. And it's not that expensive, but I got to go buy this European satellite. You'll buy a feed on it. $10,000 a month. Doesn't sound expensive. It is, though. Just so I can then send it to people. Then if I put ads on my news, which I haven't done yet, we run Ron Paul ads for free, people are going to complain. I mean, again, I live in the real world. Sky Television Channel, okay, a couple hundred thousand viewers, an hour. They want it. I mean, people are like, that's Rupert Murdoch. No, it's people that lease the channel they're able to put me on. Of course, those will be the COINTELPRO attacks out of Cass Sunstein. Look, Jones is on a Rupert Murdoch satellite system. Or look, this one in Europe is owned by a German company. Yes, and somebody has leased a channel, and then they can put you on their channels. See how that works? You sublease. Or there's a person owns a cable system or owns channels on it in a town. They want to put it on. So I've got dozens of these contacts coming in of different groups and different organizations, and so that's extremely expensive to do it that way. That's why it's good to just be on one big thing like Fox or CNN, then you go out everywhere. No, the way to reach people, though, through the back door is you got to get on three or four different satellites like a televangelist, basically, and hit them here, hit them there, and then you start getting a big audience, yes. And then you fund yourself like the televangelists have done, where you say, buy this DVD about the New World Order or this book. I won't be selling prayer cloths. By the way, I sometimes think Glenn Beck has my phones tapped. And I know from insiders, I've lost those sources now. I think they figured out who they were. that they had five people watching everything we do. Not that I'm that smart. But, Beck copies everything we do, which is great. I mean, at least it gets the word out. And what was the point I was going to make? In fact, I knew it before he announced it, that he was moving to Dallas, and he's got a place in between Dallas and Austin. And the word is he was here in Austin looking at houses, too. Ooh, that'll freak him out if I know that. I mean, now he's even going to move here, I guess. It's not just rich guys don't get a bunch of houses because they want a bunch of houses. They want to move around, folks, from fans and stalkers. He's moved to some little town just north of here. Forget the name of it. It was in the news. Yeah, the lie was out that he had a house in Dallas. Not true. In fact, I knew that. But side issue, now Beck's moving down here, and what's he going to do? I told people, I said, you watch, he's going to buy a Dallas TV station, so he has that base of 6-7 million potential viewers. And then he's going to have a 24-hour thing built off the subscribers. The subscribers are just a funding. Okay. And then he's going to have shows with a bunch of other hosts, and they're going to fund their operation in satellite time with the books and videos and materials. And sure enough, that's now been announced. Well, it's been hinted at. And, Glenn Beck said to others, you think you defeated me kicking me off Fox. You haven't seen anything yet. His own imprint of books, which will be a funder mechanism that'll reach millions of people. His own network that's coming. The problem is it's going to be pro-war, anti-Ron Paul, neocon, with a little George Soros bashing. So, it's better than Al Gore, but it's like, okay, well, there's 3 teaspoons of cyanide in this class and only 1 teaspoon in this class. No, we need to do that. That's always been my plan. Okay? But I don't like asking for money. I don't like having telethons every week like 700 Club. Okay? That Pat Robertson did, it ended up with like 40-something TV channels spewing out, worldly globalist garbage. I just want one channel that is subscriber-funded via the web, which is the future, that then moves and funds itself to be on all the old media and terrestrial systems. But that's all fading out in the next 5 years. It's just still there's a big audience there that we need to reach out to who's never heard the truth. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to get up here and fight Al Gore and fight George Soros and fight the New World Order. There's a reason you go to George Soros' websites and he spends about a third of his time attacking yours truly. not just attacking Michelle Bachmann or Ron Paul or people like Glenn Beck. Because, again, as bad as Glenn Beck is, he gets better and better. And that's probably because he's competitive and he realizes the audience is in telling the truth. But so bottom line, we need to be here to make a real challenge to the system. And I don't need to be held back by monetary restraints. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, a cruise missile costs $2 million. And they're dropping thousands of them on people. The government comes and takes your money and then uses it against you with propaganda and media and all the rest of this stuff. We're asking you to become PrisonPlanet.tv members. Because I love that Teddy Roosevelt quote about being in the arena. I don't know how all this is going to end, but I'm not going to sit here and wish later that I hadn't given this 110%. So I'm asking you to join me at PrisonPlanet.tv or the URL InfoWarsNews.com. By the way, we're going to send out the InfoWars Insider today with last night's show for those of you that aren't members to give you an idea of what you're going to be watching. That's going to be sent out at InfoWars Insider today. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com. It's free.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want it to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'll race to the news when we come back and start the next hour. Then we're going to take your calls, 800-259-9231. I want to talk about Al Gore right now. The Democrats have put out a TAC watch. We're going to be covering this tonight. And they say if anybody criticizes the president, help stop the attacks before they start. And it's a really creepy globalist operation run by BarackObama.com, by the White House. And it's acting like it's illegal to criticize the president. Now, I'm going to play this clip tonight on the Nightly News. We have them out of Vermont and Missouri and Illinois, where they went on the air during the presidential election and said, talking bad about him is now illegal. And they had cops in uniform saying this. And every time I mention it, I get emails saying, that's not true, Alex. You're making that up. Oh, yeah, watch tonight. We're going to play clips of the newscast. And here it is. I mean, these people aren't playing games. And now citizens are being arrested all over the country to try to protest Obama. You know, Obama's coming to town. There's all these people cheering. And there's one person with a placard. I saw this just last week. And they arrest you. They say, sorry, no protest. Oh, but you're allowed to sit there and go, yay, when the bus drives by. This is so evil. I'm going to try to not get angry. Our First Amendment is getting torched, ladies and gentlemen. And this pig, Al Gore, sits up there. I'm going to play this video. I got so mad before the show today. He has his 24 hours of lies, his 24 hours of con artistry, his 24 hours of baloney, his 24 hours of horse manure. He lies about everything. Invented the internet. Sea levels are going to rise. Didn't happen. Don't have a big carbon footprint. Palaces all over the place. NAFTA and GATT are going to be great. I mean, he is such a con artist. You look at him. He created it with Ken Lay. I've got all these videos of Al Gore saying there'll never be a tax under carbon. And then I've got all his memos where he said it would be a tax and now admits it. He is a total criminal. A total con man. And I'm sick of his bold, smug face. And here's the good news, you piece of trash, Gore. Even you've admitted at Aspen Institute and other places that you're laughed at everywhere. You're a laughing stock. Now they're running this video. It's 24 hours of reality. Yeah, a parallel reality of hell and lies. Where they're lecturing everyone about oil companies run all this. The big...
can change in a day. A street can become a river.
Oh, yeah.
A mountain can become a mudslide. A forest can become kindling. Across the globe, cataclysmic weather...
Hit pause! Shut him up! Man, that Nelly con artist voice makes me want to throw up. Nothing worse than a southern man with that little Nelly thing they got going. Man, I can't handle it. Listen. Listen, punk, okay? Look at how he's playing people. A forest fire. A street can become a river. That's always happened. There's always been wildfires. There's always been lightning strikes. There's always been storms. He got on air last week and said the hurricane in New York was man-made, global warming, and that hurricanes don't hit New York. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a history buff. Hurricanes have always hit New York. He talks to you like you're a moron. Let's continue with him fear-mongering. And again, paying him money, he says he'll fix it, and shutting down our power plants that are a lot cleaner than China's. Remember
that it's being called a new normal. But there's nothing normal about it. And there's something else that lies destroyed amid the rubble. The truth about climate change. Big oil and big coal are spending big money to spread doubt about climate change. They've been able to do so quietly, but not anymore.
All right, that's enough.
On September.
They've been able to do so quietly. Every major oil company, including the one you had, Occidental, financed this garbage. 3 years ago, one company wouldn't do it. And when Exxon merged with Mobil, David Rockefeller went to the board meeting, it was in the Associated Press, and said, you will be relieved if you don't get behind carbon taxes. You can read that in the Associated Press. And Rex Tillerson came out and said, it's all real. Every oil company for it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.